Olaf's two associates looked at one another in frustration as the Baudelaires looked at one another in relief.
"Hooray for paperwork, indeed!" Klaus cried. "We can't operate on a patient until her file is absolutely complete."
"I can't believe we forgot about it, even for a moment," a nurse cried. "Paperwork is the most important thing we do at this hospital."
"I can see the headline now,"
said the reporter who had spoken earlier.
"Heimlich Hospital almost forgets paperwork.
Wait until the readers of the Daily Punctilio see that."
"Somebody call Hal,"
suggested a doctor.
"He's in charge of the Library of Records, so he can solve this paperwork problem."
"I'll call Hal right now,"
announced a nurse, walking out of the operating theater, and the crowd clapped in support of her decision.
"There's no need to call Hal,"
said the hook-handed man, holding up his hooked gloves to try to calm the crowd.
"The paperwork has been taken care of, I promise you."
"But all surgical paperwork has to be verified by Hal," Klaus said. "That's the policy of Heimlich Hospital."
The bald man glared down at the children and spoke to them in a frightening whisper.
"What in the world are you doing?" he asked them. "You're going to ruin everything."
"I think Dr. Tkuner is right," another doctor said. "That's the policy here."
The crowd applauded again, and Klaus and Sonny looked at one another. The two Baudelaires, of course, had no idea what the hospital's policy was concerning surgical paperwork, but they were beginning to see that the crowd would believe just about anything if they thought it was being said by a medical professional.
"Hal is on his way,"
the nurse announced, re-entering the room.
"There's apparently been some problem at the Library of Records, but he'll come as quickly as he can and settle this matter once and for all."
"We don't need Hal to settle this matter once and for all," a voice said from the far end of the theater.
And the Baudelaires turned to see the slender, tottering figure of Esme Squalla, walking straight toward them in her stiletto-heeled shoes, with two people trailing dutifully behind her. These two people were both dressed in medical coats and surgical masks, just like the Baudelaires. Klaus and Sonny could see just a bit of their pale faces above the masks, and knew at once that they were the two powder-faced assistants of Olaf.
"This is the real Dr. Tkuner," Esme said,
pointing to one of the women,
"and this is the real Nurse Flo. The two people up on this stage are impostors."
"No, we're not,"
the hook-handed man said angrily.
"Not you two," Esme said impatiently, glaring over her surgical mask at the two henchmen. "I mean the other two people on the stage. They fooled everyone. They fooled doctors, nurses, volunteers, reporters, and even me. Until I found the real associates of Dr. Flecutono, that is. In my medical opinion," Klaus said, "I believe this woman has lost her mind."
"I haven't lost my mind," Esme said with a snarl. "But you're about to lose your heads, Baudelaires."
"Baudelaires?"
the reporter from the Daily Punctilio asked.
"The same Baudelaires who murdered Count Omar?"
"Olaf,"
the bald man corrected.
"I'm confused,"
whined a volunteer.
"There are too many people pretending to be other people."
"Allow me to explain," Esme said, stepping up on the stage.
"I am a medical professional, just like Dr. Flacutono, Dr. O. Lucafont, Dr. Tkuna, and Nurse Flo. You can see that from our medical coats and surgical masks."
"Us too,"
Sonny cried. Esme's surgical mask curled up in a wicked smile.
"Not for long," she said,
and in one swift gesture she ripped the masks off the Baudelaire's faces.